The catch-22 of the ego is its premise that one cannot love God if one does not know God. And yet one cannot know God unless one loves God. The ego cannot figure out how to solve that problem. But it is a false problem because the entire cosmos is the mind of God. And there is only one mind that comprises that cosmos, not many, just one. And the mind is a system that functions perfectly. And so the ego's belief that it doesn't know God is false, because it is nothing other than a manifestation of that mind, even in its ignorance of itself, which is also determined by the will of God, as is its awakening. And because in a system, every element of that system co-originates and contributes to the creation and the sustenance and the elimination of every part of that system, each individual is a microcosm of the entire cosmic system. Everything, literally everything in the universe, has contributed to your being here. And therefore, what can you be except all of it? The point where the will of every being in the universe converge is your consciousness. Once the recognition comes fully that the cosmic mind is not different from your mind, but there is only a temporary ignorance of that relationship, of that oneness, the more love there is to connect with all of yourself, to know yourself at the deepest level, all of those interconnections of the cosmic system become awakened. And the individual becomes a functioning transceiver of the cosmic information waves that contain the secrets of God. Which are the secrets of life and of time. and of the functioning of the entire organism of the cosmos in its quantum entanglement, that is the way that that intercommunication of the cosmos with itself is now perceived. Enables a resonance with the unified will of the cosmic intelligence. And to be in resonance with that will is to be fully empowered, to be fully in alignment with the Tao, to be fully in the know, and to be fully prepared in every moment for the unfoldment of the extraordinary surprises that the cosmos is arranging, so that consciousness recognizes at every microcosmic holon of its being, the entirety of its beauty, of its glory, of its bliss. And we can only be in resonance with that if we are in a state of infinite love, not partial love, not love for one or two, not love for things, but love without an object, and love that is unconditional. And love that gives all of its essence to the whole, because we are that, and each of us is an instrument of the self, a vehicle through which the Supreme Self transmits that information that brings about the miraculous transformation of the universe. At the moment when the eclipse of knowledge of God has become nearly total, the return of God consciousness shockingly, miraculously occurs. Just as the world awakens to the fact that it has committed suicide through having forgotten the cosmic self, and our duties and responsibilities and relationship to that self. And once the knowledge dawns that every ego is an accomplice to the murder of the world, the soul does not want to carry the karma of that crime on its conscience, and recognizes that the only way to become clear of a judgment that can never be paid is to become the absolute, egoless server of that Supreme One, and to eliminate all egoic attitudes and denials and repressions and attachments and failures to live up to our divine responsibility. And the moment that transformation is accomplished through an act of will spurred by our conscience and our awakening remembrance of our true nature, the supreme knowledge is given that returns us to the state of innocence. Because we are and have only ever been actors in a divine drama, perfectly playing our parts as heroes and then as villains. And now, as angels and as assistants to the Creator, so that our consciousness may once again rise from the position of player on the stage to director and playwright and enjoyer of that perfect revelation of truth in a form that will never be able to be forgotten. And will be branded in the heart as the presence of God. When awakened in ecstasy, and when forgotten in agony. But one will never become separate again from the source of our real being. And never again will we be attached to the bodily vehicle or a particular life, because we know eternal life and we know eternity in every moment of time. May we all receive the blessing and the grace of awakening to our true nature, our true responsibility to God, and our true capacities that transcend anything imaginable by the ego. And our true place in the heart of the Beloved. May you know the peace of a karma-free, clean conscience. And a heart filled with love of God. May you know the even deeper peace of being in perfect resonance and communion with the Supreme Cosmic Self. And able to decipher the symbol and the synchronicities that are sent to orient the local field of consciousness to guide the navigation through the unfoldment of the will of God to bring about revelation and redemption for all. And may you know the supreme peace that comes when communion becomes total oneness. And the universe, as a dream field, disappears, and only the self remains. With the clarity and the fulfillment of knowing that nothing ever was except the display of consciousness to itself. And when that display has revealed the innermost essence of the Lord, then the mission of consciousness itself is complete. Stay.